Monday morning.
Hello, friends.
So Tony is going to be hitting the road here a little bit later on this hour.
Yeah, I got to go find a good hiding spot for me and Teddy.
Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, we talked about this on Friday. Tony wrote a story on our website, shared it on social media. We're giving away a pair of Teddy Swims tickets.
Now, Teddy Swims is going to be performing one show only in 2024 in Minnesota, and it's at Grand Casino Inkley this Saturday night.
What a get.
This Saturday night. Tickets sold out months ago, but we managed to call in some favors, work some back channels, and we got a pair of tickets for the show on Saturday night. Just one pair of tickets. So what you're going to have to do this morning is find Teddy in the Twin Ports, and you'll win the Teddy tickets.
Let's go. So Tony's going to, later on this hour, he's going to leave. He and Teddy are going to go.
We're going to take off. If you want to see the teddy bear that's hiding, we'll post a picture on the Mix 108 Facebook page.
Right.
Or you can check the app. I'll put it on there.
Sure. So we will, through the course of the morning, be offering some hints. You can call in and ask for clues when we get to that point. Not yet, because Tony's still in the building.
Yeah, not yet.
So it'll be a great interactive hunt for Teddy and Tony this morning.
I will not be sitting with Teddy, though, just to make it clear. I'm not going to be sitting on a park bench like Wahlberg and Ted, bear.
So let me ask you this question, because I thought about this. Are you taking a stealth vehicle or are you taking the station vehicle?
I will be in my personal vehicle, I think. Yes.
All right. So that'll help things a little bit. Otherwise, there goes the mix vehicle.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you won't be able to just follow the mix vehicle.
Okay.
I'll be stealthy. We got some things to talk about regarding this, so we'll talk a little bit more before I leave about where it could be, where it will not be for sure.
Okay.
Places, just so everybody's clear on this and we're not,
hunting everywhere in the Northland.
Exactly.
Here,
exactly.
All right. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Before we get to that, we'll also play Song in 60 before you leave too, Tony.
Yes.
I had some people send me some Facebook messages with suggestions for ideas to try to stump you, Tony.
Okay, good.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning. Time to play Song in 60. So I mentioned I got a couple suggestions last week from people who were giving me song ideas to try to stump you. We're out to get you, Tony.
I don't like this.
So the one message I did get, we don't have the actual song, but we do have a song from the artist they suggested.
Okay.
So that's the one we're going to do this morning. So hold on. I want to give you a shout out.
Where did you put this? On Facebook or something?
No, they found. So I have a fan page on Facebook, and people were sending me messages going, hey, idea for you. So people hunted me down, and they sent me some messages. This one is from Terry. So Terry, shout out to you. I don't have a song, but I have a song. So are you ready to play Song in 60?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's do this. Okay. Here we go. It starts right now. Okay. Another gentlemanly way to refer to a guy.
A guy. Gentleman. Sir.
Yes.
Sir?
Yes.
Sir Mix-a-Lot?
It is Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Maybe got back?
Yeah, that's the only one. So to the credit of Terry, the song that she mentioned is obviously not. It would have been easier to stump you.
Okay.
But
that's the only, I think.
That's the only one we have.
That's the only thing I know by Sir Mix-a-Lot as well.
So she actually sent me a TikTok video.
Okay.
Buttermilk Biscuit was the song.
Yes, of course. Classic.
So it's not that one, but it is Sir Mix-a-Lot, your song. Mix 108 Morning Brew. Monday morning. Nick Cooper, Tony Hart, both with you. Tony's leaving soon, though, because he needs to go hide Teddy.
Yeah, me and the bear are going to hit the road here soon, and I have a hiding place in mind. I think we're both agreed on that spot, right? I think we like that spot.
I think it's a good one, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to probably head to the secret location.
Undisclosed location.
And then hide the bear.
Okay.
Now, the bear's not going to be like super hidden. I'm not going to bury the bear in leaves or bury it underground or
under tree branches or
it'll be visible
without moving anything.
It'll be pretty visible from just a standing location.
Okay.
We'll not be on any private land. It'll all be public land.
Good.
But with that said, no golf courses.
Okay.
Not the Lake Superior Zoo.
Okay.
No government buildings or land thereof. No, you know, no, I'm so not going to be like
City Hall.
Won't be around like City Hall or anything like that. What else?
Behind the fence.
No construction sites. That's important. I don't want people. And everybody's got to be nice. Okay. Like if there's like two people running towards the bear, don't start shoving each other or anything like that.
How are you going to do this if you get multiple people showing up all seeing the bear at the same time?
Here's what we'll do.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Well, if like two people literally grab the bear at the same time or it's a tie, we'll either do a, we'll just do a straight up drawing.
Okay.
Or maybe, yeah, rock, paper, scissors or pick a number. Or
rock, paper, scissors on the radio is electric, by the way.
This is true. This is a fact.
I've actually played over the phone on the radio with people. It's interesting.
So if you want to see what the bear looks like that you're looking for, hit up the Mix 108 app, or you can just pull up our Facebook page. We'll have it featured there. But yeah, I'm going to be, don't look for the Mix 108 truck either, because that'll be parked here at the station. I'm not taking that.
Smart.
So you can, you follow me or anything like that. But this is a sold out show. Teddy Swims is the hottest name in music right now. This is going to be one of the biggest shows next weekend in the whole state. So if you want to be there, listen starting at 7 for the kind of clues.
Yeah, we'll start and, up clues and stuff.
You know, you can also, maybe you can invite some people to call in and ask some questions.
100%.
So if they can ask questions about where I'm at.
When we get to 7 o'clock, we'll start opening the phones up first, because then we'll kind of do a public clue game. So, you know, if somebody was calling and say, because we'll give some clues, but if you want to start like honing in on that kind of 20 question style.
I'm not a good clue writer, though. So
we'll
have to figure
between
this out.
Between the two of us, we'll do some off-air huddles and figure that out.
All right.
So, that's going to be happening. Tony's getting ready to leave momentarily here. We'll do a little Knicks nonsense in a bit as Tony hits the road. And then we officially start the hunt for Teddy.
Find Teddy in the Twin Ports this morning for those Teddy Swims tickets.
Starting at 7 o'clock this morning. Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Knicks nonsense on a Monday morning. So... This is a story out of California. A real estate listing in California. It's getting a lot of attention online due to an interesting hook. So the listing is labeled half a house for $500,000. The home was hit by a fallen pine tree back in May, leaving only half of the house standing. The house is now listed. They're trying to sell the thing. The house is listed for $500,000 for $499,999. The listing agent jokes to the LA Times that it's an open concept floor plan. Okay. Because it's half a house. The agent says there's been a lot of attention to the listing, obviously. Well, it's listed very creatively. The half a house for $500,000 thing apparently is getting a lot of people reacting online. The agent says the residents were not injured in the collapse, which is good news, but they decided the house wasn't worth repairing in its entirety. So the people that own it, they're older, and they, he says, they don't got the gas in the tank to do it, you know, get it taken care of. But being that they feel it's better to move on, they're thinking, well, maybe we can do something with the rest of the house. The agent says that the most likely scenario is that the new owners will tear down the remaining part of the house and build something new. Apparently, there's a lot of interest. Demand is so high, the agent says, that people are interested. And he's talking about the market prices in California and how, you know, people are looking for land and stuff like that. So he will not be surprised if somebody buys it, even just to tear it down and put something else up there. So, creative way. $500,000 for a chunk of land. It doesn't say how much land it's on, but it's California. I hear things are kind of spendy out that way. Well, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to see what's trending at the top. And also, Tony, he left a little while ago with a teddy bear. It's going to win somebody some tickets to see Teddy Swims this week. Sold out show. So get ready to search around the Twin Ports area. We'll check in with him in a couple minutes. Start getting some clues as to where he is so you can find Teddy and see Teddy later on this week with Mix It Away.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. It's 7:02 and currently 55 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We're looking for temperatures getting close to 80 today, upper 70s, 77, mostly sunny. Tomorrow, 78, mostly sunny. Wednesday, 81, sunny, and 80 again on Thursday and sunny. So just a nice, dry, warm week this week across the Northland. Tony, are you with me?
Hello, I am Tony. With you. Are you with me?
I am with you.
Hello.
We are with each other. Turn your microphone up a little bit.
I'm turning it up just a little bit. Okay. Yes, there you go.
So you're not physically with me. You left the studio, but trending at the top this morning, Tony. We have a bear sighting.
We do have a bear sighting. There is a bear hiding somewhere in the Twin Ports right now. I am keeping an eye on the location as we speak. I spent a good part of yesterday trying to find this spot, and I found a good one, I think.
Okay. All right. So do we want to give any hints or suggestions right off the bat here? Anything at all?
Let's see. I'm in the Twin Ports.
Okay.
Around me right now, I see a lot of trees. I see a lot of trees around me right now.
Okay.
I am sitting in a parking lot. I will give you that clue. In a parking lot overlooking the area to which the bear is hidden. Now, okay. Keep in mind the bear's name. By the way, the person that finds this teddy bear, we got to explain this.
Yes.
We didn't even say what people are looking for or why they're. Okay, so we got a pair of tickets to go check out Teddy Swims. Now, Teddy Swims is going to be at Grand Casino Hinkley on Saturday night. Okay. This show has been sold out for a really long time, and we managed to get a pair of tickets for the show. So we only have one, so we figured we'd, go above and beyond, duties to try to give these away. So what we've done is I've hidden a teddy bear somewhere in the Twin Ports. Okay. I have a picture on a Facebook page. Maybe did I send that to you?
I did. I have not put it there.
I don't know
yet,
if I'll be able to do it here. Okay.
Right now.
Okay. So check out our Facebook page here real soon and you'll see a picture of the bear sitting in the location. That might be a clue within itself. I don't know. If you know the area well, it might be a clue within itself. But I am sitting in the Twin Ports. Now, I'm on public land. I'm not on private land. I'm on public land.
Okay.
I have not seen a person since I pulled into this parking lot. But this is a busy area. So I will say that I'll say that I'm in a park. Okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of parks. So that doesn't really help much. I'm in a park space. I'm surrounded by woods right now. I am in a parking lot. I'm overlooking the area to which the bear is hiding right now. Now, keep in mind that this is the Teddy Swims teddy bear that you're looking for. So, I don't know, maybe consider the name and maybe what the bear might want to be doing. Maybe the bear's up taking an early morning swim. Maybe he's taking an early morning swim. Who knows?
Okay.
He's not in water. He's not in water, though. I will tell you that.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm just also typing.
So you don't have to get wet.
That's good. You don't have to wade out into some water or something. So that's good news.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll give more clues as the morning progresses here. And feel free to call in 7402-MIX and you can ask questions. You can ask me questions like clue. Like we'll play 20 questions. Do you see this? Do you see that? Are you near this? Are you near that? 7402-MIX is our phone number. Feel free to give us a call. Ask questions to where we're at. The first person that finds the bear will win the tickets to see Teddy Swims on Saturday night at Grand Casino. Okay, so find the Teddy Swims teddy bear, which is hidden right now within... 50 feet of me, probably.
Okay, all right.
Here's so the perception of the parking lot. They're going to have to walk right by me, so they'll have a pretty good clue that they're on the right spot.
Okay. And as a reminder, you
a
did
dude
not take
sitting in a minivan with...
You did not take the station vehicle, so...
I am not in the station vehicle. I'm in my dad van right now. So you'll see the dad van just sitting alone in a parking lot and a guy in a headset. It'll be a pretty good clue that you're on the right track to find the bear.
Okay, perfect. So we will continue through the morning, like Tony said, and call it and ask for clues. We'll talk about those on the air as we move through the morning. But we've confirmed somewhere in the Twin Ports area, somewhere in a park space. Lots of trees
in the park
around.
Space, yes.
You said maybe somewhere near some water, perhaps? So...
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe right. not.
I mean, well, you're anywhere
the Teddy
in the
Swims
Twin Ports,
bear probably likes to swim.
Probably close to water, no matter where you are, within, you know, a hard rock throw somewhere.
Well, this is true. This is true. Yeah. So, it's not a very specific clue, is
no,
it?
No, not really. But that's okay, because we're just starting off. So the hunt is on.
Well, tell you what. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Did you have something else you wanted to add?
No. I just wanted to. No, I was just agreeing with you that the hunt is on, and you should come find me. Yeah.
All right, get out there. We'll continue checking in with Tony, who's somewhere in an undisclosed location in the Twin Ports area. Music now for you from Shaboozy here. Mix It Away. Good morning, Mix What Away Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. What better way to start a week than by winning some concert tickets? And the way you can do that this morning is by finding the teddy bear that's hiding out in the Twin Ports area. So Tony Hart, once again, joining us from out and about somewhere in the Twin Ports area. We've confirmed it's in a park space area.
Yes, I'm in a park space. Maybe one of Duluth's oldest parks, from what my research shows me. It might be one of the oldest parks in Duluth. There's a lot to do in this park. There's a trail in front of me in this park.
Okay.
There's a park. There's a playground in this park.
Okay.
There is, I believe there's a soccer field in this park.
Okay.
There's some other clues I could give, but those are too big right now.
Okay.
But there's a lot to do there's a lot to do in this park. Let's just say that. There's more to do in this park than your average park.
Kind of find this bear. Be better than finding the average bear. It's a, you know. I know it's a stretch.
Our bear is not sitting in the woods eating a pot of honey right now, though.
Right. So just a reminder, if you don't know what's going on, if you find this bear, or Tony's giving hints for you, win Teddy Swims tickets, a pair to a sold-out show later on this week.
Yeah, there's no bigger artist in the world of music right now than Teddy Swims. I mean, there's a few, but he's one of the biggest names in music right now. And his show at Grand Casino Hinkley has been sold out for months now. So if you want to go to the show, this is the only way to get tickets really at this point, or to pay, you know, crazy prices on the third market for,
resale,
you know, secondary market for resale.
So I did share
there's somebody driving by.
Oh.
They're just driving by. Okay.
I did share a picture on Facebook. There's a app alert for the Mixed Way mobile app that's gone out or should have gone out. That if you haven't seen it, should show up on your phone any moment now. That shows you what this bear looks like.
Yes, that's the bear you're looking for. And on top of that, it's National Teddy Bear Day today, which, you know, when we were putting this together last week, we found out it was National Teddy Bear Day after we decided to do this, and we're like, oh my God, what a quinky dink, huh? What amazing. Unbelievable. So, on this National Teddy Bear Day, find the Teddy Swims teddy bear in the Twin Ports, and you'll win tickets to see Teddy Swims, the only pair of tickets that can be found to win anywhere in the whole state right now. We have them, and all you got to do is find the bear. The first person to find the bear will win the ticket. So we're in a park. I will say, well, let's narrow it down even more. Narrow it down to a city at least. Okay. I'm in Duluth. Okay. I am in Duluth.
So park
we have
in
some
Duluth.
Trail walkers. We have some runners coming by. Me right now. And they look like they could be from, this could be another big clue. They look like they could be from UMD.
Okay.
A group of runners running by right now. And, yes, they have UMD gear on. I can confirm that. And they looked at me like, who is this creepy guy sitting in a van with this headset on?
It's just Tony. Just, you know.
They have no idea. They have no idea that they could have just won Teddy Swims tickets. Oh no idea. They just ran right by the bear. They have no idea.
Well,
no idea.
They should be listening to Mix It Away while they're on the run, I guess.
So be on the lookout. Where could Tony be? If you want to get some additional, like, play 20 questions type clues, hints, you call into the station, 7402-MIX. You can see a picture of the bear on our Facebook page and our mobile app. But the hunt is on. The search is on for Teddy. Win some Teddy Swims tickets. Tony, we'll check in with you again in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, okay.
Mix, what a way morning. Brew, good morning and happy Monday. It's Nick Cooper in studio. Tony Hart on the road. Hi, Tony Hart.
Yes. Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing well.
Now, there's a couple cars. There's a couple cars creeping in the neighborhood right now. Okay. Oh, a car just pulled up right next to me.
Ooh.
A car just pulled up right next to me.
Uh-oh. We could be getting close to getting a winner is what you're saying.
We could be close to getting a winner. I don't know. Okay. A person just got out of the car. She's looking at me and smiling. So I'm assuming she's...
That's a good sign.
She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Hi, good morning. Beautiful day at the park, don't you think? It's gorgeous. What does it look like? She says.
Okay, so we got somebody who's looking for the bear.
I don't know. We got somebody close. Now, we're at a park. Busy park. We have several people looking for the bear. We have several people. We have more than one. We have one gentleman looking for the bear.
Okay.
He is very close. He is very close to the bear right now. Very close. So much I'm going to get out of my car close right now.
So while you're doing that, just to kind of bring everyone else into the picture. So I've got a couple of questions in from people. One of them asking, is the park you mentioned
Yes.
in the eastern part of Duluth?
I would say more. Hold on a second, ladies and gentlemen. I think we have a winner. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
I'm walking out of my car and I'm going to walk up to this gentleman right here.
Okay.
Okay. I think he's listening on the app.
Oh.
Hi. How are you doing today? Good. What you find there? You found a bear, huh? What's your name?
Dustin.
That is the Teddy Swims teddy bear.
Yeah.
Congrats on found the bear. He was Dustin. Why don't you tell everybody where we are at?
Chester Park.
Yes. Hold on. Let me turn this up. You probably can't hear him.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Can you hear? There we go. Congrats. What was your name?
Becca.
Thanks for looking, Becca. So, again, what was your name?
Dustin.
All right, Dustin, tell everybody where you found the bear.
Chester Park,
and it was right by the...
river, down the stairs to the left.
Yeah, right by the creek. The teddy bear is dry, so it didn't quite take a swim yet this morning.
That's good.
But any particular clue gave it away and sent you here?
The soccer
field. I was all the way to the end trying to find a spot, and I was like, oh, there's a soccer field here at the end.
They said something about there's only one entrance. Well,
yeah, is this the only kind of entrance to the bar?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. So there we go. Nick, Dustin is our winner. He found the Teddy Swims teddy bear.
Fantastic.
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me? I didn't know if you were still. I'm far away. I forgot to take my phone with me, and that's the hot spot.
Oh, that would do it.
Yep. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Well, we heard you just enough to
I'm going to walk. Hey, Dustin, follow me. Okay. I'm going to walk back.
Okay.
I'm going to walk back towards the hot spot here. Dustin was the winner. We're at Chester Park near the creek. He found the bear. Right next to the creek, and he's going to see Teddy Swims. There, can you hear me better now?
Yes, I got you now.
Okay, good.
All right. What was the giveaway that really locked it in for our winner?
He said that Dustin, come here again, quick. What was the clue that gave it away again?
Kind of the soccer field, and when you said that I think you didn't say it, but you kind of were about to say that there's only one entrance into the place, and then you said, I'm not too sure.
Yeah.
There might be multiple entrances, but...
Yeah, it's... I was sent... when I came here yesterday, it sent me to the one kind of on the other side of the park, but there was just houses there, and I drove around, and I'm like, what's going on? There's no park here. Where's the park? But, yeah, so you went... Where did you park, by the way?
Right,
you parked down there. Okay, so you were one of the cars that pulled sneaking in here.
Yeah,
so.
My girlfriend went that way, because then you said stairs, and she thought the ski hill.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good.
Yep.
So there's some wooden stairs right ahead of me, and the bear was hidden, sitting on a tree right next to the creek. There is a picnic table and a bench there, and I was going to use the measuring stick next as a clue.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So, well, congratulations, Dustin. You're going to go see the Teddy Swims on Sunday, all right?
Awesome.
Or Saturday night, all right? Cool.
Thank you.
Enjoy that show. Thanks for listening. So there we go, Nick.
Fantastic. Well, now
in less than an hour.
You have to. That's pretty good timing. We got 45 minutes or so, or less than that even.
All right. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Now you have to motivate yourself to come back to the station.
I might stop and get some breakfast up first.
Okay. You do what you got to do. I'll hold the fort down.
No, I'm heading right. I'm heading right back to the station.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you, Tony, and congratulations once again to our winner. Going to be checking out Teddy Swims this weekend. How exciting!
Yes, that's awesome.
All right, Tony, you drive safe. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll get some music in for you in a little bit from Sabrina Carpenter, Imagine Dragons, and more all coming up here in Mix It Away. Good morning, and the bear has been found. If you missed it, the bear has been found. Somebody's going to check out Teddy Swims. Congratulations. It's Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Monday morning. Congratulations once again to Dustin and his girlfriend. Dustin found Teddy this morning in Chester Park, where Tony was hiding out. And congratulations. Enjoy the show. A sold-out show happening later on this week. Something else happening later on this week, the Duluth October Festival is going to be happening. And so that's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Lots of family fun all weekend long at Bayfront Festival Park. We got a full schedule of events and activities for the entire family laid out on the Mix It Away mobile app and at mixitaway.com. One of the little things that we do, by the way, every year is there's a Festmaster that is kind of the representative of the event every year. It's a different person, and we will give some clues on the air so you can guess along as to who you think the Festmaster is this year. So the first clue that I have for you, this Festmaster, it's a local individual, a local notable figure, and this notable figure has a dog named Leo. So there's your first clue as to who the Festmaster for this year's Duluth October Festival again is, and we'll be unveiling who it is toward the end of this week as we get ready to kick off Oktoberfest in Duluth. Again, details about this year's event, all the music details and the different events and activities, fun for the entire family at Bayfront. It's all laid out on the Mix mobile app, mixitaway.com. We're going to see what's in the weather forecast for this week. Definitely not Oktoberfest feeling weather. Also see what else is trending at the top in a couple of minutes here at Mix It Away. Good morning and happy Monday.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning and happy Monday. It's 8:02 and 59 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. We're looking for a high today in the mid to upper 70s. 77 is what the National Weather Service is saying. Temperatures across parts of the region here through the week this week could get into the low 80s. Immediate Twin Ports area, upper 70s to around 80, really every day this week. The forecast is about the same. Sunny to mostly sunny and temperatures around 80, give or take a couple degrees all the way through Friday. So if you like summertime temperatures this week through week and looking ahead toward the Duluth October Festival, which I mentioned just a little while ago, the forecast for this coming weekend is looking slightly cooler temperatures, maybe around 70, but staying dry. So it should be a nice weekend to get out and check that out as well. Note, a little story trending at the top here this morning, one of the stories from over the weekend that was trending on the Mix mobile app, mixitaway.com. Gordy's Hi-Hat down in Cloquet last week. Of course, they're probably a few weeks. They haven't announced, I don't think, a closing date yet, but they're a few weeks away from closing for the season. They usually close down sometime September or by October. Well, they got a big visitor recently last week. The founder of Jimmy John's flew in by helicopter, landed in their parking lot, along with a couple of his friends. decided to have lunch. We get the story with the details, including the video of the helicopter coming in and landing. But apparently, the Jimmy John's founder had met the managing member of the family at Gordy's Hi-Hat because of a meal that he by himself had earlier this summer. Asked, would it be cool if I came back sometime with some friends in my helicopter? I said, okay. So that happened last week. So you might wonder, well, how did the Jimmy John's guy find out about Gordy's Hi-Hat? Well, it turns out that he got the recommendation from a personal friend of his, Guy Fieri, of course, who's been to Gordy's Hi-Hat a few different times over the years, at least for his TV show. I'm sure maybe even a few more times, not on camera as well. So that's how that all came to be. And again, you can check out the video, more about what they had on the Mix mobile app, mixitaway.com. Tony making his return to the studio. We got details about this season's Super Bowl just announced. We'll get into that. Plus, I've got a video for Tony's TikTok treasures I'm going to surprise Tony with here a little bit later on this morning as well. Music now for you from Teddy Swims. Congratulations, by the way, again to Dustin, who found our teddy bear, which is why Tony's not in the studio right now at Chester Park. So he is going to be heading to see Teddy Swims' sold-out show later on this week. But here's Teddy now and Mix It Away. Good morning.
Where's me whiskey? Oh, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can rustle up.
Well, I've commandeered this ship this morning. So we hear from content creator Ellie Cordova, who imagines the future. So we head to the future in this morning's TikTok treasure. The video clip that I'll play is going to be an imagining of hearing from the 2060 Poet Laureate reading from their new collection. We'll see where this is going in a second. So the collection, the poet, poetry is called Skibbity Days, Ohio Nights. Now you know where I'm going with this. Let's take a listen here.
Your 2060 Poet Laureate, thank you. In the skibbity mountain air, the ancient pines sway, goaded W's in the chat for the ancient pines. And the based Sigma Loon sings riz-tastic songs into the night, while the humans mew in the back rooms, unable to touch grass, skibbity-a, skibbity-o. Mm-hmm. And somewhere beyond toilet's edge, a baby sparrow wakes and is yeeted into the Ohio dawn.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yay. And there you go. I have no idea what any of that was, but I do know those are all words I've heard. So yeah, there you go. Their TikTok treasure for this morning, a little imagining of the future. And for those of you that on a daily basis interact with kids saying things like that, good for you, because I have no idea what any of that was, but super funny nonetheless. Mix, what a way, Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Nick Cooper and Tony Hart with you here. And I got some big news over the weekend. Unexpected. I guess I thought it was unexpected news.
Yeah, it did come out of nowhere.
I guess it makes sense to do this as you kick off the season, but I don't think they've done this before. So we got the announcement for who's doing the halftime show for the Super Bowl coming up in February.
Right.
Months away. And it's at a time where guys got a hot song over the summer. Got a...
the biggest diss track in the history of diss tracks.
For sure.
Yeah.
So Kendrick Lamar is going to be doing the halftime show.
Now, this will be his second time appearing at a halftime show, right? Because wasn't he a part of the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre...
I believe you're right.
...performance that was in L.A.?
Yep. Yeah, I'm looking at the story on our website. It says Kendrick Lamar previously performed during the 2022 Super Bowl halftime show with Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent. Now, that was largely kind of a... because that one was in L.A. Mm. And that was largely a West Coast feel, even though 50 Cent, obviously not a West Coaster.
Right.
But anyway, so that was the big announcement. Of course, he shared a video on his Instagram, which I'm having a hard time getting the audio for all this stuff.
Yeah, but basically it's Apple Music presents Kendrick Lamar.
So he had his own video he shared on his Instagram, which is him with what do you call the machine that it's like that throws footballs?
A jugs machine.
He had one of those. He was letting footballs loose. And then he says, hey, you know, join me Super Bowl February. Going to be in New Orleans. Yeah, exactly. Funk. That noise. If you want to check out the video for yourself, you can do so on our website and mobile app.
I like the choice. It's a good choice. I mean, there's no, you know, hotter artist. I mean, well, there are, but you know, I keep saying that's like the fourth artist I've called no hotter artist this morning. But
all the heat. All the heat.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Who was last year? I forgot. Well, seriously, I forgot. Who was last year?
So I pulled up because I knew you would ask. So the lineup over the last few years has been, oh boy, I pulled up the 70s. I don't want to look at the 70s.
Hold on. Let me see if I can remember.
See if you can remember. Come on.
Last year.
Come
last
on.
Year was.
Come on. It's
Justin.
Your boy.
Justin?
No. Justin. Nope. That was when that was the Minnesota Super Bowl. Come on. You're a big fan.
I'm a big fan. I don't know.
Usher.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Dang it.
Duh. Yeah, come on, man.
Yeah, that was bad. Who's before Usher?
So, Rihanna.
Oh, yeah.
Then it was the Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre
good
show.
One. Yeah.
Then it was The Weeknd.
Yeah, it was good.
Shakira and J-Lo.
Yeah.
And that's all the way back to 2020. Huh. So, and there's been, obviously, if you look back, you mentioned Justin Timberlake. That was in 2018, Maroon 5. Lady Gaga. It's been very...
Yeah,
very,
wasn't Maroon 5 kind of when they... After that, they were like, we're going to do something different. Because there was that point in there. What was the... they were like, okay. And then they brought in like... Didn't they bring in like Jay-Z to consult? Is he like the consultant now for these?
Yeah. So like Jay-Z Apple and Roc Nation are involved in the production of this.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there's actually... So Jay-Z, who, as I mentioned, Roc Nation...
But what was the performance that kind of sucked that... was the reason, I think it was Maroon 5.
Was it?
Who was the year after Maroon 5?
The year after Maroon 5 was Shakira, J-Lo, the combo platter one.
Oh, okay.
Between the two of them.
Oh, maybe it was that one. And then, because that one was kind of meh.
I don't remember when, because it's been a few years
after
now.
That. What was after that?
Well, hold on. The one after that?
Yeah.
The one after that was The Weeknd.
Okay, yeah, that's probably when.
Okay.
I don't
know. So I'm looking back. Roc Nation.
Part of Roc Nation.
Roc Nation has been involved in production going all the way back to 2020.
Okay.
So that would have been Shakira, J-Lo, and on.
So that was their first year doing
that.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, Maroon 5 was the one that.
The last one.
Sucked so bad.
Because they did shake things up. They brought in Apple Music to be involved as a sponsor. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Jay-Z and his production company got involved.
But it was, you know, it wasn't great.
I don't remember it being bad, but apparently Tony does.
Well, it definitely was a reason for them to, because I just remember that's the reason why they brought Jay-Z and Roc Nation on. Because everybody was like, what?
We don't want to
see Adam Levine with his shirt off.
I remember a big talking point.
Well, then next year they brought Shakira and J-Lo with their shirts off, you know, with their clothes off. So,
well, you know,
changes, I guess.
Got to change things up.
Not much changes. Yeah.
So you can again see more. We got the story and the video from Kendrick all on the mixmobile@mixitaweek.com.
Exciting. I love it.
Yeah, it should be a fun show. And so far, that's the only performer that's been announced is just Kendrick Lamar.
I'm sure he'll have some guests with him.
Usually, there's always somebody involved.
Yeah.
Does he
have any ties to New Orleans?
I don't think so. Okay, because
he's West Coast.
Yeah, he's from California. So
I'm just thinking of like New Orleans type artists that could join him on
stage.
Has
he done any work with Lil Wayne?
Oh,
because Weezy's from that area.
Yeah.
So
that's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know if they got any songs together.
Yeah. I don't know if they get along or not.
So, the show is going to be February 9th, 2025. It's Fox is where it's going to be on this year.
Okay.
So, you know,
Brady doing it?
He might be.
We finally found something that Tom Brady sucks at this weekend.
I didn't get the chance to see it. So. I gotta maybe check out some highlights. I've heard mixed reviews.
Yeah.
All right. Good morning. Happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. Teddy Swims there at the door. Congratulations once again to the winner of our Teddy Swims tickets.
Yeah, Dustin, he found the Teddy Swims teddy bear hidden in Chester Park this morning. The bear was sitting right next to the creek, contemplating maybe a little early morning swim. I don't know.
Huh.
But Dustin found the bear first. Several people... I mean, it was funny. They all just kind of pulled in at the same time, like three or four cars, and people were walking around. So congratulations to Dustin, and thanks to everybody that participated and looked for the bear this morning. Unfortunately, we only had the one pair. Otherwise, we would have given y'all tickets, believe me.
For sure.
So we appreciate you playing along. We have more tickets tomorrow morning, by the way.
Oh, the...
For the I Love the 90s tour. So
we do.
Listen you... for that.
So we have Leah with WDIO Hi, on. Leah. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy
Sounds
Monday.
Like you had a busy giveaway morning.
Yeah.
Sounds like a blast.
Yeah, looking forward to the 90s show. Let me ask you this, because I know, like, maybe some of that music predates you a little bit, but how would you feel about the 90s show that we were just talking about giving away tickets for later this week? I think it's Vanilla Ice is the headliner.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice.
Ooh. Okay. I know, it sounds awesome.
Okay.
So you know Vanilla Ice, right?
Yeah, Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah. Ice Ice Baby. Yeah. Do you know any other hits by Vanilla Ice?
Ooh. Oh, you're putting me on the spot.
Ooh. That's what I thought.
People that are older to remember him probably wouldn't be able to name more than one either. It's okay.
All right. All right.
Yeah, that was a big hit for him.
Yes,
so.
Yes, it was.
How about DJ Jazzy Jeff? Are you familiar with that?
I don't recall that one on the mixes of 90s music I've listened to.
Okay, what about... Well, he was the counterpart to Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Will Smith back in the day.
Yep. Oh, yes. Cool. Yeah.
DJ okay. Jazzy
so
Jeff and the Fresh
great.
Prince.
Yep.
But you're not getting the Fresh Prince. You're just getting Jazzy Jeff.
Right.
What about Tone Loc? Are you familiar with Tone Loc?
Tone Loc.
Yep, Tone Ooh. Loc. He had a couple
of
big
might
hits.
Be more... Let's see. What would they be? Because, you know, maybe I know, like, the songs were more than the name.
Hold on. Here you go.
How about this one? I dig it. Yeah. No?
No?
The Funky Cold Medina? Funky Cold Medina? Nothing?
No?
Oh, maybe. Okay. Maybe.
What about the Wild? Maybe. What about Wild Thing?
Let's do it.
I think that one jogs a little bit more than that.
Okay. All right.
The Wild Thing. Okay. And the final act for the show this Saturday night, Two Live Crew. Have you heard of them?
Oh. I'm feeling uneducated.
Okay. No, you don't have to know Two Live Crew.
I don't have any music for them to play.
No, yeah, we don't have much Two Live Crew in the library. If you'd like to do some research on your own, Leah, go ahead.
They had a controversial music career.
Yeah, a little bit of controversy.
I just pulled them up, and I can see why they might not be in your discography.
Just based on song titles alone? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of explicit versions.
Yeah. So
well,
there's.
I'm sure that's a good time.
Yeah, it should be a good show for fans of the 90s to be listening tomorrow for a chance to win there.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, Leah, we've got a beautiful week this week. If you still want to hold on to summertime, it's not leaving quite yet.
Oh, you know, it's not on the way out just yet. You have a whole good week to kind of stretch it out and make it last as long as possible. Nye and I were talking this morning saying, like, you can get that after-school ice cream cone this week, and there should be no complaints about it because it's going to be around 80 degrees by Wednesday and Thursday. So perfect ice cream forecast. And that's going to be the best way to wrap up your summer as we start looking to heading into fall. But plenty of sunshine and dry skies throughout the week.
So let me ask you this, because we'll get to this coming weekend, middle of the month. We've got the October Festival thing going on at Bayfront this weekend. Are we going to see a change in the forecast? Like all of a sudden, we're going to pull into like 50 for daytime highs, or is it going to kind of slowly ease in? Do you know?
Not according to my 45-day
content. I'm seeing something a little bit more gradual going forward. So it'll be a slow but steady decline as we see temperatures continue to drop. So I think that's the best way to do it. We did kind of have that sharp switch up for this past weekend.
Yep.
But I think that was short-lived. The slow method is, you know, slow and steady wins the race.
Yeah, it makes it easy to adapt to. Speaking of which, by the way, quick note, just because the temperature is when we get to that point again, you might see a cooler day sometime in the future. Don't think that doesn't mean you can't get sunburned.
Yes.
So
you
should see bro's face over here.
I'm getting a nice hue to my face.
Oh, how did that happen? You are.
So I
looks like a tomato right now.
I was up in Two Harbors for a car show doing a broadcast and emceeing an event, and I'm not wearing a hat. I often wear hats outside. Not wearing a hat, you know, trying to be all professional and everything else. And I didn't think about the fact it was gonna be like 60 some degrees. I figured I'll be fine. No, my face is nice and roasted and toasted. So.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, it snuck up on you like that.
Yeah.
That does happen.
It does.
So you got to make sure you always bring a hat and sunglasses, especially today. There will be a good moderate UV index for today in the rest index. Of the week.
Love so. That. Don't be like me.
Don't turn into a tomato on the last week of summer's
time.
Take
precautions because, you don't want to end up being all roasty toasty. All right. Well, you have yourself a good day. We'll talk again tomorrow, all right?
Yes. You bye, you guys.
All right,
have
thanks.
A great rest of your morning.
You too. Bye. Coming up, we're going to kick off your workday 108 minutes commercial free. Brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, nicolaylaw.com. Music on the way from Jack Harlow, Tate McRae, and more. Coming up here at Mix 108.